Blog Talk Radio.
First John
to do this, and you will bear witness as we unfold this thing step by step and put you right where you need to be able to help others and yourself also. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see what's going on the international side on the still in the first day of unleavened bread. And on the international side, it reads 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? 102394. 102394. So we leave that like it is. Mr. Tibbs tell y'all about it. But the six anointed camps will reconstruct step by step. They're like watching that television broadcast because somebody have to tell a story in every generation. Uncut, as it is, as is written. And that is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So we go and find the tips and bring him in, and he'll let you know who's bringing his broadcast, and then we'll take it from there. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, still in the first day of unleavened bread, the gathering. Yahweh be there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and see you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibbs. We still in the first day of unleavened bread until the sunset. See, Yahweh's time is when from evening to evening. Man's time is 12:01. And that's why a lot of big camps stumble at this thing, because they look at time that man set up. But when you're doing the Bible, you got to do the time that the Bible set up. And the Bible set up when the sun sets. When the going down of the sun is another day. And that's the game changer right there. But we're going to bring it out and take care of our part. And right now, you're on the clock for your part, 195 international countries. 102394 is in the room. And Mr. Tibb, take your time and do your part while we try to get things prepared for our part. You're on the clock. Come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we have 102,394 people attending to hear Yahweh's word. Well, we know that we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never can understand. That's why we have to break it down so that you can grasp what's being said through the word of Yahweh. And to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous, as explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good? Well, considering the number of people that came to hear the word of Yahweh, we know that we all have come to commend it and add unto it. And some that listen to the same words we do cast it behind their back. And that's not so good for others learning. They are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people, the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that's not who sits on your left or your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So, knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, such as what we're doing now. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you normally from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath on Saturday starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath, that is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members once again desire to leave. We also have a website address that the members can use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices, right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking there, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That's what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, that while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics answered. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry also. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated. Generally, we have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "Answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But still, there are those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. I think they may not be aware of what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, text, or email. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man. And mostly important, preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the sea is also only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to do 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa will be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. As I've said before, he's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, generally you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15. Except if we have later start dates, of course, it would be 15 minutes after the program stops. Except for Fridays. This program is repeated at a later time, generally at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type in three words once again, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note for the listening members. We're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, as you can imagine, this is an exciting day for all the members and the people here at Yakwa's ministry. Nothing has changed except the number of people that came to listen to Yakwa's word. Those of us that commend it and add unto it, only following by certain people casting the same word we listen to behind their back. Well, taking the verses completely another way. Along with the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, or the lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And thinking about that, time is seriously not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. If anyone ever told you they've done even 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now, that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, as I had mentioned earlier. 26 says, But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, With men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we put in our minds, that is a man or woman, we're all measured by our works, the things we think, that we do and say. And knowing that, we look in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. Let's see what 18 says. 18, yea, a man or woman may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So this is what we do each and every time we open this program. We show you our faith by our works. Keep those Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa there, Mr. Tibbs. I was actually on your part, but kept you on the bottom part of it. And remember one thing, we're still in the first day unleavened bread. This is the first day, and what we're going to do, we're going to, all through this unleavened bread week, we'll be coming on at 7 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, all through this unleavened bread to completion of unleavened bread. So we will be on at 7 o'clock, 9 to 10 or whatever. It all depends on how the big station feels. They feel they don't want you to go longer. They got the power to do so. That's why we have to figure out sooner or later. We must get our own and be about our own. But that's at a time appointed. All right, so we're going to reconstruct everything that needs to be known, because Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps, was given that unction to be able to reconstruct this whole Bible step by step on what Yahuwah did, every step down to the letter. He have gave us that option to be able to do it with no problem. All we got to do is get at it. But he'll step on a lot of toes, because a lot of people have their own mind made up on certain things. But you got to remember what the Bible say, and we're going to bring you what the Bible saying on how you have to do it, because a lot of camps, they scourging right now because they don't have the Passover already. Matter of fact, they complete the unleavened bread of 7 days already, too. Well, like I said, if you did that, that means you don't need the Bible with you at no time. So, that's the way it is. So what we're going to do, we're going and see if we can get something going on. Remember one thing about your health here, are you? Remember one thing. You got to get you one of the most steppers, air steppers, or a trampoline. Because if you start feeling, if you sluggish, that means one thing, your blood have circulated, and now it don't got thick on you. Take a cup of garlic and get on that air stepper and move around and shake that blood up in your system. And once you start shaking that blood up, you'll start feeling much better as it unfolds itself. And you want to feel better, you got to shake your blood up. But remember one thing, you got to have your Yahuwah before you. Don't nothing work unless your Yahuwah is before you. If you don't have no Yahuwah in it, what we're telling you, we basically just wasting your time, because you got to have your Yahuwah before you. And once you do that, you be in business. So remember one thing, if you feel yourself sluggish, oh, I feel so tired, it must be age. No, it's not age. It's because your intestine system is clogged up full of mucus, bacteria, and boo-boo, poop, virus, poop. You got food in your system that when it go past the 24 hours, remember, whatever in your system is supposed to be out your system before you add another day onto it. And the reason why our colon system is crying so much and we so sluggish, because you got all that starch food in your system and it slows you down. You have no pep in your step. Once you clean out your colons, clean out your digestive system, the center of your world is your stomach. Once you clean that out and your colons can breathe, your intestines can breathe, your blood system can flow from your head down to your feet, you'll start feeling pep in your step. But anytime you drag it, oh, I just don't feel good at all. Your blood, life is in the blood. Keep that in your mind. Life is in the blood. So if you got all that starch in your system, but you have your Yahuwah first, you got to do the 12-week of getting all that garbage out your system. Then you got to have your air stepper or your trampoline to shake up, keep shaking your blood for your feet. If you feel a tingling in your feet and your legs, all that out the rod is just tent. Because your blood too thick. Your blood too thick. So if you better have to be around. You cannot be putting what the 17 nations put in their system. Starch food. Spaghetti. all that stuff, macaroni and cheese, all that stock in his system. And then you expect for him to move the couch. How you gonna move the couch? The only thing he's gonna do is jump on the couch, fall asleep. You got him clogged up. And then you got it. Then you say, well, I gotta go, man, I go to the doctor, now I can find some old pills to take. Listen, there ain't no pills to take. Your blood is too thick. If you don't work your system where you're flowing right, got your Yahuwah before you, your system's going to be shutting down on you. It's clogged up. Unclog it. Got it? Good. Unclog it. And then all of a sudden you start feeling pep in yourself, and you be saying, wow. Now, once you complete and you start doing your air stepping and getting that blood up and down, you're going to reverse the give me a word, Brother Yagdai Israel. You reverse something. You reverse. Give me a word, Brother Yagdai Israel. Give me a word.
The aging process.
Excellent. In your body. Aging process in your body. You're not going to stop the aging process in your but in your body, you put a stop on that. It won't continue to keep it on. You want to increase the aging in your body. And your body will fall back to, once you clean it out, it'll fall back between 27 and 35 from inside your body. Once you clean it out. Once you clean out all that stuff you done built up over the years, clean it out, that's what you're in. All right, enough said on that. We're going to open the lines up. Remember one thing, we're going to reconstruct step by step. Everything you need to know in all the big camps, how they stumble at this thing, and we're going to show you how they stumble at it, how they make their arrows, and we'll show you the six anointed camps, how to catch it, and when you're on the clock, you'll be able to deal with them at a time appointed. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, see right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah, wow, Brother Yahdai Israel. Excellent. What we're going to do is still in the first day. So we're still in the first day of what we call unleavened bread that's written in this Bible. And what we're going to do, we want to kind of just work our way in to be clear on statements that's made, to be clear that you know exactly what this means. Let's run to, let's open up with Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get some Luke and see which way you want this to go there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, read, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we got it written in the book Amos chapter 3, verse 7, and back up to Acts 15. Let's see what that says. Let's go to Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Let's see what we're working with. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Amos, chapter 3. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely, Yahuwah will do nothing but he reveal of his secret unto his servants.
And let's precept that to Acts 15:15.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse number 15 reads, Acts 15, verse 15. And to this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
So you agree with the seers when they show you what is written. That's the key to a seer right here. what is written in this book. That is the key, what is written. Now, let's take a look at, let's run to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Let's see what he got written in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 there, Brother Yogdai Israel. Romans 8, 31.
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. But shall we then say to these things, if Yahweh be for us, who can be against us?
If Yahweh be with us, who can be against us? The key to it is you want to make sure whatever you do, your Yahweh is with us. Now, that verse was pulled. Matter of fact, that verse was pulled. Let's back up to Psalm and see where did Paul pull that verse from. He pulled that verse. When you precept your Bible, you see where things coming from. In the book of Psalms 118, verse 5, that verse was pulled there, Brother Yogdai Israel. Let's find out how that verse got pulled. Psalms 118, verse number 5.
Book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse number 5 reads, Psalms 118, verse 5. I called upon Yahweh in distress. Yahweh answered me and set me in a large place.
When you're in a tight, you call on your Yahweh, and he will step in there when you in a tight. And that's the key. Always make sure you got the door open and make sure you prepared when you in a tight. You call on Yahweh, and that's why Paul said, when Yahweh be for us, who can be against him? Now, Paul was invited back to the great big temple again, the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, including the title called Hebrews. And he made a profound statement. And we're going to see what he says. 13th chapter, verse 1, 5 through 7. Now, Paul was invited again to that great big temple. And he, on the southern kingdom, and microphone, he talks the most. Let's see what he says in 13th chapter, verse 1, 5 through 7.
Book of Hebrews. Include the word Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 5 through 7 reads, Book of Hebrews 13, verse number 5, that your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Some of the sins, so that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse number 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. We have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose works follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself. For they watch for your soul, for your life, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. But that is unprofitable for you.
Mm-hmm. He says, bottom line, why don't you practice a little discretion on the way you do the ones that's watching over your soul? Because they're watching over your soul to keep you prepared for a time to come. Because you right now, you got a lot of Israelite camps. They're making profound statements. But the key to it is, sooner or later, they'll recognize that it's one lead tribe. Six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelites, and you have to demonstrate that by the pages of the book. So that's why we come humble on these broadcasts. Although this network is packed jam, but this ministry is for the six anointed camps to be prepared to be able to deal with what's going to be in front of us at time to come. So It tells you in Sirach 10 verse 1 a profound statement. And what do it say in 10 verse 1 there, brother? Sirach, Brother Yahdai Israel, what do it say in 10 verse 1 of Sirach?
Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, Sirach chapter 10, verse number 1, a wise seer will instruct his people, the government of a prince seer is well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now let's see, can we instruct our peoples on reconstruct exactly what was going on, but how you do it is through precept. Let's go to Matthew 26, verse 30 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Matthew 26, verse number 30.
The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 30 reads, Matthew 26, verse number 30. From him, they went out into the mountain of Olives.
Mm-hmm. When they unsung him, he was doing a lot of singing. Now, how was they singing? That's what we want to know. How was they doing their singing? Because when that was beginning of Passover, so they have done their eating, drinking, singing, and how was they singing in 1 Ezra 5:62? Let's see how was they singing. We want to know how was they singing, but Yahweh knew time was getting short. So in 1 Ezra chapter 5, verse 2, how was they singing that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Ezra chapter 5, verse 52 reads, 1 Ezra 5, verse 52, neither that the continual oblations and the sacrifice of the Sabbath and of the new months and of all the righteous feasts.
Well, maybe my book is saying a little bit wrong. I'll back up a little bit. Back up. That's 562.
That's 552. Verse 62. All the people sounded trumpets and shouted with a loud voice, singing songs of thanksgiving unto Yahweh for the rearing up of the temple of Yahweh.
Excellent. So, see, when it comes down to Yahweh's business and what he got written, he don't want you to kind of be half-stepping on it. He wants you to make sure you got a loud sound, and that was going on the last that he did know of with the 12. So now, as they got through eating, they all went out there in the garden and laid all out, stretched out like a polecat. Then all of a sudden something happened in verse 55. What happened in verse 55? Now they stretched out like a polecat. Then, matter of fact, read verse 52. We want you to take them there. They were stretched out like a polecat. They ate them up, drank them up. And this is all going on Passover, the beginning of Passover. They ate them up, drank them up. And pick up verse 50. Make it 50, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what happened in verse 50, and we'll read a little bit and see what happened. Come on.
Book of Matthew 26, verse number 50. Book of Matthew 26, 50 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto them, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they, and Yahweh the Son and took him. Verse 51. Behold, one of them which were with Yahweh the Son stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Verse 2. Then said Yahweh the Son unto him, put up again your sword into its place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Verse 53. Think it you that I cannot. Now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of innocent spirit. Verse 54. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? Verse 55. the same hour was there, Yahuwah the Son, unto the multitude. Because against us feet, swore and fast for to take me. I said, they of you sitting in the temple, and ye laid on, and you laid no hands on me. Verse 56. But all this was done that the strength of the city might be fulfilled. Then all the followers, disciples, forsook them and fled. Verse 57. Verse 57. And they that had laid hold on Yahuwah's Son led them away to Caiaphas, the high priest. But the scribes and the others were assembled. Verse 58.
Now, what did he say? That's good, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, what did he say in verse 56 behind that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 26:56. But all this was done that the scriptures of the seals might be fulfilled.
See, all this was done that the scriptures must be fulfilled. See, right? See, everything that Yahuwah did, he already told the seers step by step exactly how it's going to be. So who have his word is the seers can tell you exactly step by step. They knew the scriptures had to be fulfilled. Exactly. And all this is going on Passover. So this is going on Passover. So now in the 27th chapter, verse 45 and 50, what it says in Matthew 27, verse 45 and 50? Scriptures must be fulfilled. Yahuwah, it did nothing he did, nobody came upon him. Matter of fact, let me pull a rabbit out of that. Let's run to the 10th chapter, verse 18 of St. John, and let's pull one out real quick there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. St. John 10, 18 says what?
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 18 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 18. St. John 10, verse 18. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
So we get our Kleenex and start wiping our eyes by how they made him bend his knees and all that kind of stuff. No, see, right? Ain't nothing happened to this man that was already orchestrated. He read the book, he understood, and that's why we can tell you now exactly what's going on now, because he has shown one group exactly what to do and how to do it. And we have no problem to reconstruct whatever it is in this book, and sooner or later, you will recognize what is written in the 33rd chapter, verse 33. I don't know what you're going to be doing or where you're going to be at. You might be driving all of a sudden, looking out the window, and all of a sudden it's going to dawn on you, Ezekiel 33, verse 33. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of the past, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
And sooner or later, I don't know what you're going to be doing. And all of a sudden, it's going to dawn on you. It's a seer in the midst of thee. But the seer's job is to get the six anointed camps, one accord, one mind, one understanding, prepared. And when whatever is said, don't jump because something is said. Let them go anywhere in the Bible and bump their gums until their gums as they're still being bumped. And once they come up on some air, then you take it from there. But never try to beat no one in the conversation. And that's the game changer right there. So let's see. Now we're going to run to Matthew chapter 27. Did we read? We didn't read 45 and 50. You have it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Did we read on Matthew 27, 45 and 50?
No, sir.
Okay, what's going on there? What's going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Matthew chapter 27, verse number 45, verse number 50 reads. Matthew 27, verse 45. From the sour, darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. Verse number 50. Yahweh the Son, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit.
Keep on from what you call the sixth hour to the ninth hour, it was dark. And nobody knew of that but the seer. When they seen it was dark, they, majority of them could think they in at the end of the day because it done got dark. Remember, they weren't walking around with no wristband on their arm. How you know dark, when dark come in, that's the end of that day. So, but it was prophesied. Matter of fact, let's go to the 8th chapter and see where it was prophesied at, Brother Yahdai Israel. It was prophesied, but see, that's why you always got to make sure whenever you're in a type, you have to go and see what the manuscript tell you to do. And when the manuscript tell you what to do, you have to try that first. Let's see what it says in 8, verse number 9.
The book of Amos, chapter 8, verse number 9 reads, it shall come to pass in that day of Yahweh that will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day.
See, at noon, at 12 o'clock, I'm going to cause it to be dark. Now, if you ain't got a watch on, when you see it get dark, you think that's the end of that day. But ain't the end of the day. That's Yahweh told the seer exactly what he's going to do. Now, let's see what happened when it got dark. Remember, he gave up the breath in verse 50. Then what happened immediately after he gave up the breath in 57 through 66? What happened in Matthew 27, 57 through 66? What happened?
Chapter 27. Verse number 57 through 66 reads, Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 reads, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahweh the Son's follower. Verse 58, he went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahweh the Son. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. Verse 58, 59. Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Verse 60. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Verse 61. And there was Mary Magdalene and other Mary sitting over the sepulchre. Verse 62. Now the next day, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate. 63, sir, we remember that the seer said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, he shall rise again. Verse 64, command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day. He said his followers, disciples, come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last era shall be worse than the first. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say unto them. Verse 65. Said unto them, have a watch, sure as you can. 66. So they went, made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone, and set in a watch.
Mm-hmm. Now, you remember we read in Amos 3, verse 7, he letting you know how exactly how he's operating. He told Amos, and the one he told Amos exactly that around this timeline when this happened, from 12 o'clock until, now come back and read from what time that was in 27, verse 5 again, what time was this darkness supposed to hit? I mean, big time. In Matthew 27, verse 45, what time was this darkness supposed to hit?
Book of Matthew 27, verse 45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
So from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, from 12 o'clock high noon to 3 p.m., it was flat out dark. But the people's knowing that when it gets dark, that's another day. But the time that he passed was 3 p.m. So at 3 p.m., what did he do in verse 50?
Verse number 50, down by the sun, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit.
So he died at 3 p.m. on Passover. It's still Passover at 3 p.m. Then Joseph of Arimathea came to get him at 3, right after 3 o'clock, to put him in a tomb, because he had to come get him. Let's see what was told in Mark chapter 8, verse 31. What was said in Mark chapter 8, verse 31 there, Brother Yachdai Israel?
The book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 31 reads, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
And after 3 days he gonna rise again. So otherwise he let you know that he will be in the ground. And then he precept his own words in 12 verse 40 of Matthew. What did he say in 12 verse 40 of Matthew?
Well, Matthew 12 verse number 40 reads, Matthew chapter 12 verse 40. For 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights out of the earth.
So he was telling the followers that I will be, and he was telling the religious leaders, I will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days and 3 nights. So they put him in the ground at night. And remember, his time, Yahweh's time starts at night. So he was put down in the ground at night. At night, 3 days and 3 nights. That's what he said. But now we got to be clear that he going to be there for 3 days and 3 nights. What day was that he was put in the ground? Back up. Remember, if you want to know anything about the Bible, you go see what the seers had to say about it. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27. Let's go see what the seers got. That's the game changer. If you follow the instruction, you will know what to do at a time appointed. Let's see what he says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27.
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 26 and verse 27 reads, Daniel 9, verse number 26, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that come shall destroy the city and the temple, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war, nations are determined. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall call the sacrifice and oblation to cease. For the overthrowing of the earth he shall make it desolate, even unto the confirmation. And that the church shall be poured upon the earth.
Mm-hmm. He said, in the midst of the week, he going to cause his death. His death will be in the middle of the week. And when he die, it will be no more killing animals. That's what he means. No more killing animals, because he made it plain, and the eyewitness said plainly who this guy is in 1:29-36. He said, listen, after I'm dead, that I'm died, that put a stop to you killing animals thinking you all right. Now, an eyewitness said something in 129 and 36 of St. John. And this is his cousin that was 6 months in front of him, said something to his followers about something in 129 and 36. What do you say?
The book of St. John, chapter, book of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 29, and verse number 36, 3. Book of St. John 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Yahweh's son coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which take away the sins of the world of Israel. Verse 36. Looking upon Yahweh the son as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So, that is the Lamb. That is the Lamb of Yahweh. So the Lamb is Yahweh the Son. But he said he's going to confirm that covenant. He's going to tell people about it. Let's go back to Mark chapter 8, Peter, verse 27. And let's hear some of that conversation. He said he's going to confirm this what's going to happen. Otherwise, the one that was with him, they knew, because he gave them step by step on what he was going to do. They knew what was going on. Let's read a little bit of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Go back to Mark chapter 8, verse 27. And we'll check it out to verse 31.
Book of Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to verse 31 reads. Book of Mark 8, verse 27. Yahweh the Son went out and his disciples followed into the town of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his followers, disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? Verse 28. And they answered, John the Baptist, the son of Elijah, other one of the seers. Verse 29. He said unto them, But whom say you that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are Yahweh. Verse 30, he charged them that they should tell no man of him. Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, be killed, and after 3 days, rise again.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he began to teach them. So he got to be a ministry able to teach. Now, it's time for a ministry to unfold on the teaching now, on teaching. Look what it says in 26 verse 1 of Matthew, 1 verse, 26 1.
Number 1 read, Matthew chapter 26, verse number 1. And it came to pass, when the Son had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, followers,
again, there you go again, teaching. And that is the game changer. So we come on this network, we not anti anybody, but we know the six anointed camps got to have the answers and be ready, cock to go, and be clear on what this man is saying and what he said to them. And Luke 22:15, he said something to them profound. What he tell them that was closed by in 22, verse 15.
Book of Luke, chapter 22, verse number 15 reads, He said unto them, With desire, I have desired to eat the Passover before I suffer.
He said, I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He said, Before I suffer, I desire to eat this Passover with you because I know we're going to eat them up, drink them up. We're going to lay out there in the garden, and all of a sudden, we're going to be busy. They're going to take hold to me and do me some damage from that point on. We understand that. So, but understand one thing. I am the what? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7, and 8. This is what this man is saying for the one that understands who this man is. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Who is he, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Corinthians 5, verse number 8 reads, Book of 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Verse number 8. Therefore let us keep the feast. Now the old leaven, the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with our leaven bread of sincerity and truth.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the Passover is all about. Keep the Passover feast. If you miss the first month, you got to return month according to the ninth chapter of Numbers. You got to return month to get it right. And he tell you in that day, now that time you required to put everything in there together in that on the ninth chapter. But you can never get no unleavened bread. If you miss the 7 days of unleavened bread, you just gonna miss that to next year. So that's why he tell you in Numbers exactly what you do if you be off into a journey or whatever. Whatever you be off into, this is what he tell you to do in the ninth chapter, verse 9 down to verse number 12. Let's see what he says, because Moses asked Yahweh, hear a fellow here, so what should I tell him? That's what he said. Let's see what he says in Numbers chapter 9, verse 8 down to verse 12.
The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse number 8 through 12 reads, Numbers 9, verse 8. And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. Verse number 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Verse 10. Speak unto the family of Israel, saying, If any man, woman, of you or of your posterity, be unclean by reason of a dead body, be in a journey afar off, yet he or she shall keep Passover. Verse number 11, the 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Verse number 12, shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it.
Mm-hmm. They shall keep it. He said you're supposed to keep that Passover. And he said, and what he says in verse 14 and kick up to 13? Verse 14, kick up to 13.
Verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, it will keep the Passover unto Yahweh, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof. So shall he do. He shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. Verse number 13. But the man or woman that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the Passover, even that same person shall be cut off from among their people, because they brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man and woman shall bear their sins.
Mm-hmm. So those that was not in a journey and was clean, and you did not visit the six anointed camp, and do it the way according is written, you have a sin over your head. And you didn't check in to the six anointed camps where it was ordained to be at. Because the reason why it was ordained to be there, it got it written in Deuteronomy. It got it written. See, everything is written, and we have nothing written down. It just you tell you what verse to go. Now, the ones that didn't make it to the six anointed camps, you got a sin over your head. To make it where? Let's go to the 16th chapter, verse 6 of Deuteronomy. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 16, verse 6.
The book of Deuteronomy 16, number 6 reads, But let the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came before, out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. The place that he put his name at. So where you supposed to end up at the place that he put his name at. That's where you keep the Passover at, where his name is at. Verse 2.
Verse number 2. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh the prophet and heard. And the place to place his name there.
Where his name is at. His name in 116:13. And what do that name do? So remember, when you're doing the Passover, must be where his name is. His name. Let's find out about his name. Let's go to 116:13.
The book of Psalm 116. Verse 9. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
U-H.
Then you precept that to Acts 4:12. So if you did the Passover and you weren't in fixed anointed camp that called on the name of YHWH, then you wasting your time, according to what we just got through reading. You got to make sure you have a place, and the only place where his name is at is the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. Everybody else call him Lord, God, Jesus, and everything else. We call him according to what the Bible calls him. And then Peter stood up and made a profound statement in Acts 4:12. What did he say?
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, neither there salvation in any other, but there is none other name by heaven given among men, but we must be saved.
So if you kept the Passover and you didn't keep away your name of it, you just done something on your own. Because it tells you in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5. It makes it plain to you. See, the seer's job is to make it plain. It's up to you to look at the scriptures and see where you can get some wiggle room at. Either you have to deal with it or you don't. But the sixth anointed camp's job is prepared to show you what the book is saying. 3, verse 5 in Proverbs says what?
Book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5 reads. Proverbs chapter 3, 5. Trust in Yahweh with all your mind, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Precept that to the book of Sirach 6, verse 2. He said, don't lean on your own understanding. So if you done the Passover in your mind, well, I'm going to pull over to the side and cook me a little meat. You just wasting your time according to Yahweh. You just lean on your own understanding. Now, see what he says in Sirach 6, verse 2.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 3. Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that your life be not torn in pieces. As the fool is treading alone.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. You store up the counsel of your own mind. Well, I'm not going to name one of my six anointed camps. Okay, fine. Then that's between you and Yahweh, but you do know that you are in error. And that's the point we're making, see, right here. See, our job is to show you where you're in error. Because when you stand before this man, you're going to say, well, I did know, but I decided to do my thing, my own thing. That's good. That's nice. You decided to do your own thing. That's real nice. But now we could do our own thing on you. Now, I want to show you that the first means first. I don't care how you look at it. But let's go and look at the heavenly tablets on the book of Exodus 13, verse 4. That's Brother Yachtai Israel. 13, verse 4.
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse number 4 reads, this day came you out the month Abib.
This day you came out in the month of Abib. This day. Now they want to holler about Abib, mean new corn or whatever. Okay, fine. But this day you came out in that first month. First month is Abib. Let's precept that to 1 Ezra chapter 5, verse 6. Because they got another name, but the key will be when you hear what they say, the first month. See, you might have many names but first would never lose the firing order like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. The firing order, I don't care where you're at, it ain't going to change. So now, in 1 Ezra 5, verse 6 says what?
Book of 1 Ezra 5, verse number 6 reads, "Who spake wise sentences before Darius, the king of Persia, in the year of his reign, in the month Abib, polluted thy son, which is the first month."
Mm-hmm. You see? So you see, they took the first month and they put the word Nasi on it. So, but what they can't remove is the first month. So the key to it is, whatever you call it, all you want to know, what month is this? You might call it whatever you want to call it. We know it's Abib, you call it Nisir, but the first month. See, the first month is not going to change. I don't care where you at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is not going to change. I don't care where you at. If you owe me 7 singles, I don't care how you might pronounce it in your language, but all I'm doing, I'm waiting on you to hit my hand 7 times with them singles. You might have all type of names on it, but I know one thing. I know when you got the 7, that was all right with me. See, that's the key, see right here. And then another thing, my Wabi and 1 Ezra. You might well be clear who's supposed to do the teaching. You need to know this is very important. Matter of fact, I want to come back and look at verse number 42 in that a book called Apocrypha, Hidden Books. I want to be clear about something that needs to be known too. That in 1 Ezra chapter 5, 3 verse 5 and 6 again. 3 verse 5 and 6.
The book of 1 Ezra chapter 5, verse number 5 and verse number 6 reads. Book of 1 Ezra 5, verse number 5. The priest, the son of Phinehas, the son of Aaron, Yehoshua, the son of Jehoshadak, the son of Sarias, and Joachim, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel of the family of David, as the tunic of Perez of the tribe of Yagdah Judah, verse number 6. Who spake wise sentences before Jerusalem, the king of Persia, in the second year of his reign, the month Nisan, polluted for Abib, which is the first month.
See, you got twin brothers that is Judah, and one is Perez, and one is what the other brother name is? That brother Yachdai Israel.
Zora.
Zora. Thank you, there, brother Yachdai Israel. So you got two brothers that's up on the Judah. You got to see the ones that we know is carrying the word that came out of David's up on the Perez. So sometimes we might ask you, well, okay, you Judah, but which one is your father? See, they lost. You know why they lost? Because they don't know this. But the 6 million caps know this. You got two brothers. One that carries the word today is Perez. And Zora is the one that King James came out of. They had the book written, the 1611 and all that good stuff. But the peoples of Zora is the twin brother to Pharez, but both of them are from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. So that's another lesson. We're not going to get off into that. But I'm saying something. So there's a lot of stuff you got to know. That's why you have to always understand that he gave his word and he passed his word down to a seer. And the seer can detect what you are from this book. And you will know it when the time appointed. Let's go to 40 verse 42. Same book, 5 verse 40 to 42. Listen good what he got written in First Ezra, chapter 5, verse 40 to 42, and skip down to 59 through 62. Listen real good what's got written. And this was coming out of the family of Perez. Listen what they said, because Perez is the leader over Zorah, although they both brothers from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. So one got to be the leader, Perez. 40 to 42, 59 through 62, what it say?
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 5, verse number 40 through 42. 59 through 62 reads, book of 1 Ezra, chapter 5, verse number 40. What to them said Nehemiah and Arthurites, that they should not be partakers of the righteous things to that rose up a high priest, clothed with doctrine and truth. Verse 41. So of Israel, from them of the 12 years old and upward, they were all in number 40,000, besides men servants and women servants, 2,360. Verse 42. Their men servants and handmaids were 7,340 and 7. The singing men and singing women, 245. Verse number 59. And the priests stood arrayed in their vestments, garments, musical instruments, and trumpets. And the Levites, the sons of Asaph, had cymbals. Verse number 60. Singing songs of thanksgiving and praising Yahweh, according as David, the king of Israel, had ordained. Verse 61. They sung with loud voices, songs to the praise of Yahweh, because his mercy and his greatness is forever in all Israel. Verse 62. All the people sounded trumpets, shouted with a loud voice, singing songs of thanksgiving unto Yahweh, for the reading up of the temple of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you see, what Judah was that? That was Perez. Because Perez is the one that Yahweh ordained that David came up out of. So Perez is the Yahdah Judah that we got to know. And we got to be clear about that. Yahdah Judah, but what Judah? We might say, what Judah are you? And you might say, what you mean? And then all of a sudden you get excited. But see, well, we know that you both know what Judah you came out of. You see, and you will know them through the pages of the book. What Judah calls Judah of Perez is the one that carries his word. And the other brothers have to be up under him, and that's just the order of Yahweh. But we know these things, and that's a good thing. So now let's take a little peep at something now, Brother Yahdah Israel. So we got the sun is set, so that first day is over with, where you have your gathering at. Your first day is over with, where you have your gathering. On the first day of unleavened bread, it is a gathering. Now you in the second day. And the second day, we're going to take a look at that. Now you in the second day. And we're going to take a little peep at the second day now. See? So the first day is now over with. Now we're going to take a look at now what happens on the second day. Now we can take a look at it right now on the second day. Let's go and see exactly how this thing goes. Let's run back to it and look at 6 and 15. Let's go to Exodus chapter 6. I mean chapter 12, verse 6, and we'll skip down and we'll look at verse 20. Let's find out exactly, step by step, how this thing go, but we can be clear The six anointed camps to be clear how this thing goes. Now, the first day is over with. Now, we're going to see exactly what you do the second day. We're going to see the whole unfold itself in Exodus chapter 12. And we'll pick it up in verse 6 and 15. Let's see what it says in verse 6. Let's read 6 first. Now, 6 through 8. Let's take a look at 6 through 8 and see what all goes on between 6, 8. Let me see. I want 6, 8, and 11. Let me take a look. I want 6, 8, and 11. That's what I want. We're going to Exodus chapter 12, and we're going to look at, I want to peep at it myself. Let me get over there and peep. Let's see exactly what happened next. Because right now the sun is set, and now we're in the second day. And we want to find out a little bit more, step by step, what's going on. So now, we're going to Exodus chapter 12, and speak of verse 1, then we'll skip down to 6, and we'll take it 6 through 8 and 11. And we'll read 11 all the way down to, we'll start at 11. Let's look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. Then we'll look at 6 through 8. What did it say there, Brother Yachdai Israel? Exodus 12, 1, 6 through 8.
Book of Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1. Verse 6 through 8 reads, Book of Exodus 12, verse number 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, Verse number 6, you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Verse number 7, they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Verse 8, they shall eat those with fire and let them break it and with bitter herbs. Shall eat it. Verse number 11.
Go ahead.
And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is your father's Passover.
What are you gonna do? And Troyer, what are you gonna do? He said, now this is Yahweh's Passover. Now, he's been explaining to Moses what to tell children of Israel about his Passover. He's been telling you what he's going to do. He's telling Moses, and Moses is going to tell Aaron exactly what he's going to do on Passover. What are you going to have done in verse 12 to 14?
Verse 12. I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Was our firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the false Yahuwahs of Egypt, with you judgment. I am Yahuwah. Verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. Verse number 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. You shall keep it a feast to Yahuwah throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
So the Passover is a feast. So it will be a feast going on the Passover. And the Passover is what in 12, in verse 12, two lines. What did he say? What is he talking about in his Passover? In verse 12, two lines.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night.
This night. So this night. So this is the night I'm going to do all this on Passover. I'm going to take care of him on Passover. And he said, "You." And this is the remora you have forever. This night, Passover, this is what I'm going to do. This is the foundation of Passover. He said, you keep this as a feast, as a audience forever. I'm through with Passover. So now, that's the Passover. Now let's see what we're going into now in verse 15.
Verse number 15.
Yeah, 15 to 20. Now what we're going in next?
Book of Exodus chapter 12, verse number 15 through 20. Verse number 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. Whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. 15. The first day there shall be a righteous assembly. And in the seventh day there shall be a righteous assembly. To you, no matter what shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. 17. And you shall burn the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever. For some 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at Egypt, eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
19.
7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. Whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Verse number 20. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. Shall you eat unleavened bread?
Mm-hmm. So, and when we clear that the six anointed caps don't mean you bag up everything you got and you go take it to your neighbor's house or put it out in your garage and something happened to it, you take it to your neighbor's house and keep my leaven for 7 days. No, see? And that's why we have to come and tell you plainly, the leaven he's talking about is the leaven he don't want you to put in your body for 7 days. Body seed right here. And that's in the last night lesson. So let's get a second witness on that. We're going to get a second witness in Numbers chapter 28. Once you precept something, 28 chapter verse 1, 17 through 18. Let's precept this, see what we get. Out of the heavenly tablets, Numbers 28, verse 1, 17 and 18.
The book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse number 1, verse number 17, and verse number 18 reads, book of Numbers 28, verse number 1. And Moses said, verse 17, and in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. Verse 18. The first day shall be a righteous assembly. Do no manner of surveyor work therein.
Mm-hmm. So, again, on that first day of unleavened bread, it is a righteous gathering. The first day and the seventh day. That's what's going on. Now, time for the seers to take a little peep at it and see did they keep that foundational. And let's go to the regular book of Ezra. The regular book of Ezra. In Ezra chapter 6, 15 through 22. Let's see by around captivity time. Let's see exactly what they did and what they got going on. Ezra chapter 6, 15 to 22. See what they're working with there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 15 through 22 reads. Book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 15. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius, the king. Verse 16. And the family of Israel, and the Levite, the rest of the family of captivity kept the foundation of this temple, therefore with joy. Verse 17, and offer a dedication of this temple of Yahweh, 100 bullocks, 200 rams, for 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he goats, unto the number of the tribe of Israel. Verse 18, they said the priests in their division, the Levites in their courses, for the service of Yahweh, which is at Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, as it is written in the book of Moses. The family of Israel and the family of captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month.
And I just had a note from the big station, so they will be cutting this station off in 3 more minutes. So, because you ain't saying nothing about us. So, Brother Yahweh is, we're getting a closing statement, and because we got about another short time before this broadcast will be cut off. And what's your closing statement? And when we'll, I don't know, what is the date? Wednesday or Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Well, time so run fast when you're having fun. Close the thing, catch your eyeball to eyeball, top line, the Saturday, you on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Love the way it's rolling out there, Israel. Seed Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise to the powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's see if we get Mr. Till back in here, because it's, and I, you know, since we ain't saying the right things, and so this station will be going off in about 30 minutes, no doubt about it. So let's see if Mr. Till can get his final thoughts in this broadcast, and let's see if we get, what you saying about Mr. Tibbs? Get Mr. Tibbs in. Mr. Tibbs, bring your final thoughts in, Mr. Tibbs. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast on one of our grand feast days. Because you have came to Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live, always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, as we usually do for you. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. And this information you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you, normally days from 6 to 9 p.m., Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Normally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, like now. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30 during our normal times, until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address for the members to use. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time on, under the line, you might see menu. After clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose size and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, all your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. And also to build a school, banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words, Rockwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Well, at this particular time, we also have two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribe@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated. But we still have those that do the opposite of what the Bible scriptures say. They call doing a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar what Yahuwah the Son has said in chapter 22, verse 29, the book of Matthew. Yahuwah the Son said in verse 29, he answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lessons before our program starts. Remember that the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, again, not the seer. As I said before, he's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program during the normal days without feast days, out being a feast day, you can listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, as I said before many times, each time that we have a broadcast is always an exciting day for the Word of Yahuwah. And we can see that nothing has changed except the amount of people that come for Yahuwah's Word. Those of us that commend it, add unto it only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their backs, only wanting to hear the verses in the Bible they like, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with deceptive listeners, noisemakers, complainers, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not a favor. is absolutely not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman was Yahqualy created to do in his life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahqualy's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahqualy the Son has told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahqualy the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahqualy all things are possible." So we begin to find out, reading the Bible, that a man or woman are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." Well, we've seen a lot of people, as I said before, read the scriptures and 2 seconds later, they can't remember Yahqualy's word. But not so with us. We remember the word and we bring it to you as it is written. That's why a teacher always has to show worthiness. As I said before, a teacher that opens the door for his listening students also has to walk through the same door himself. Because there are those that ask questions for learning and those that ask just to see if you really know or to trip you up. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, a teacher gains experience by teaching because he already knows. So now that we can know and pick up and learn and possibly teach others, keep those Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahqualy."
Hallelujah, Yahqualy. Excellent on your part, but this will be a short broadcast because the big station said they will be cutting this broadcast off shortly because I ain't saying all the right things. So what we're going to do, we're just going to open the lines up and get what we can get in. And that's just the way it is. That's what I said. See, right, we got to get our own. Because one thing about it, when you ain't saying what you're on and you're educating your peoples, you're always going to be problems. And we have to stop reacting and be proactive. So we go on and see when we bring in Sister G. Israel, bring in Mother D. up Israel, and we'll bring in Mother E. We'll bring everybody for a quick one-shot hit, because the broadcast will be cut off real shortly. So now let's see if we can find Sister G. Israel, and when you meet the sister, with a loud voice, you say, "Sister G. Israel, Yahqualy B.J. C. Ray." Sister G. Israel. Yahqualy B.J. C. Ray. Where she at?
You see her.
Where she at, WCC? Hallelujah, Yahqualy. All right, well,
yeah, Yahqualy's C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqualy.
Hallelujah, Yahqualy. It'll be a little short broadcast. We're going to be all and get us a quick little shot in here. And first, Ezra chapter 7, 5 through 15. Let's see what that says. First, Ezra out of the Apocrypha, chapter 7, verse 5 through 15. And Mother D of Israel have me first Ezra chapter 1, 1 through 6. And Mother E have me 10 through 13 waiting on me. First, Ezra, chapter 7, 5 through 15. Listen real good. Come on.
First Ezra, chapter 7, verses 5 through 15. Verse 5. And thus
I tell you what. Hold that point. Hey, hold that point. I tell you what, let's come back to the back of this. Let's come back to First Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6, 10 through 13. Let's try that. Let's try that right there. Let's try first Ezra chapter 1, 1 through 6, 10 through 13. Let's go that way. Let's see what we're doing. First Ezra chapter 6, 1 through 6, 13. Come on.
First Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 and 10 through 13. First Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat held the feast of the Passover in Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, unto his Yahuwah, and offered the Passover the 14th day of the first month. Chill. Having set the priests according to their daily courses, being arrayed in long garments in the temple of Yahuwah. 3. And he spake unto the Levites, the righteous ministers of Israel, that they should hallow themselves unto Yahuwah, to set the righteous ark of Yahuwah in the temple that King Solomon, the son of David, had built. 4. And said, you shall no more bear the ark upon your shoulders. Now, therefore, serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and minister unto his people Israel, and prepare you after your families and kindreds. 5. According as David the king of Israel prescribed, and according to the magnificence of Solomon his son, and standing in the temple, according to the several dignity of the families of you, the Levites, who minister in the presence of your brethren, the children of Israel. 6. Offer the Passover in order, and make ready the sacrifices for your brethren, and keep the Passover according to the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, which was given unto Moses. 10. And when these things were done, the priests and the Levites, having the unleavened bread, stood in very comely order according to the kindreds. 11. And according to the several dignities of the fathers before the people, to offer to Yahuwah, as it is written in the book of Moses. And thus did they in the morning. 12. And they roasted the Passover with fire, as appertaineth. As for the sacrifices, they sawed them in brass pots and pans with a good savor. 13. And set them before all the people. And afterward they prepared for themselves and for the priests their brethren, the sons of Aaron.
Mm-hmm. 17 through 20.
Verses 17 through 20. Thus were the things that belonged to the sacrifices of Yahuwah accompanied in that day, that they might hold the Passover. 18. And offer sacrifices upon the altar of Yahuwah, according to the Torah instructions of King, no, according to the commandment of Hosea. 19. So the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time, and the Feast of Sweet Bread 7 days. 20. And such a Passover was not kept in Israel since the time of the seer Samuel.
Read verse 19 again.
19. So the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time, and the Feast of Sweet Bread 7 days.
Mm-hmm. So they had the Passover. And once they got rid of Passover, they went into the sweet bread for 7 days. So the Passover is all by itself. The Passover is one feast. Then after that, you go into the sweet bread called unleavened bread for 7 days. Hold way yet there, Sister G Israel. This one signifying Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh be to their seed, Ray.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And First Ezra chapter 1, pick it up at verse number 20 to 24 and 33. First Ezra chapter 1, verse 20 to 24 and 33. What they say?
First Ezra chapter 1, verse 20 to 24. What's the last one?
And 33.
Okay. First Ezra, chapter 1, verse 20. And such a Passover was not kept in Israel since the time of the seer Samuel, 21. Yea, all the kings of Israel held not such a Passover as Josiah. And the priests and the Levites and the Yagdai Judah held with all Israel that were found dwelling at the southern kingdom. 22. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. 23. And the works of Josiah were upright before Yahweh with a mind full of goodness, Yahweh. 24. As for the things that came to pass in his time, they were written in former times concerning those that sinned and did wicked against Yahweh above all the peoples and kingdoms, and how they grieved him exceedingly, so that the word of Yahweh rose up against Israel. Verse 33. These things are written in the book of the stories of the king of Yagda, Judah, and every one of the acts that Josiah did, and his honor and his understanding, and the Torah of Yahweh, and the things that he had done before, and the things how recredit and reported in the book of the king of Israel and Yahda Judah.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 19.
First Ezra chapter 1:19. So the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time and the Feast of Sweet Bread 7 days.
Mm-hmm. So Passover and the Sweet of Unleavened Bread, that first and the 7 day, is a present meeting. Passover is a present meeting. The first day of Unleavened Bread is the meeting. The 7 day is a present meeting. All in between. All the gates is open at all the six anointed councils. All between, that's up to you, but all the gates is open. Let's see if we go find Mother E and bring Mother E in. Mother E, Yahweh be to their seed, Reyes.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, let's see if we go to First Ezra chapter 7. And we'll look at 5 through 10 and see if we get some out of 5 through 10. Out of the Apocrypha, the 7th chapter, 5 through 10, what you working with? Because the big station is
the 7th chapter
say,
of the first chapter.
Ain't doing right. We'll make it first. Make it first, Ezra chapter 7, verse 5 through 10. 5 through
chapter 7.
We'll get out of 5.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
First Ezra, chapter 7, verse 5 to 10. First Ezra, chapter 7, verse 5 to 10. First Ezra, chapter 7, verse 5. and thus was this righteous temple finished. In the 23rd day of the month, Adar, in the 6th year of Darius, king of the Persians, and the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and others that were of the captives that were added unto them, did according to the things written in the book of Moses, verse 7, and to the dedication of the temple of the Yahweh, they offered 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and 12 goats of the sin of all Israel, according to the number of the chief of the tribe of Israel. Verse 9. The priests also and the Levites stood arrayed in their vestments, according to their kindred, in the service of the Yahweh of Israel, according to the book of Moses, and the porter at every gate. Verse 10. And the children of Israel that were of the captives held the Passover, the 14th day of the first month, after the priest and the Levite were sanctified.
Mm-hmm. So again, whether you in the land or out of the land, whenever the first month of 14 days, that is the Passover, the children of Israel are supposed to keep that Passover wherever you at, in the land, out of the land, whenever you find out that it's the 14th day, it is the Passover, and all children of Israel kept that Passover on the 14th day, the first month of Nisan, Abib, that is the Passover. Then after Passover, it is unleavened bread for 7 days. The first day, you have a righteous gathering. And the 7 days, you have a righteous gathering. But the days between number 2 to 6, you can make it the best way you can, but all the gates is open. All right, let's see, can we get a couple more minutes in, because the station said we will be cutting this thing off on you, Seer. But you ain't saying the right things. So let's see, can we run back and see how much time they're going to allow us to broadcast there, Sister G. Israel? Let's see what we got written, 11 through 15 of Ezra. 11 through 15. Sister G. Israel. Ezra. Yes. Chapter 7. Verse 11 through 15.
11
through 15. See what we're working with.
Verse 11. First Ezra chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. They that were of the captivity were not all sanctified together, but the Levites were all sanctified together. 12. And so they offered the Passover for all of them of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. 13. And the children of Israel that came out of the captivity did eat, even all they that had separated themselves from the abominations of the people of the land, and sought Yahweh. 14. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days, making merry before Yahweh. 15. For that he had turned the counsel of the king of Assyria toward them, to strengthen their hands in the works of Yahweh of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Once you got your Yahweh right, that's the key. Wherever you at, as long as you got your Yahweh right, that's the key. Mm-hmm. Mother P.F. Israel, let's see what it says over here. See, as long as you got your Yahweh right, let's look at Genesis 39, verse 2. Backed up with Mother P and Acts 7, verse 9. Let's see how much time we can borrow. Genesis 39, verse 2. Listen good. And Mother E, have me Acts 7, verse 9.
Genesis 39, verse 2. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, Ham.
So keep telling your mind, where you at, the main thing for us to do is get our mighty one right, Yahweh. You can be in the enemy's land and the enemy's wherever, but your key is, make sure you got up before you. Come on, Mother dear. Let's look at Acts chapter 7, verse 9.
Look at Acts chapter 7, verse 9. And Yahweh speak on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and enter them evil for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. That's Acts chapter 7, verse 9?
No.
No. I thought you said 3. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. And the patriarch moved with envy, sold Joseph unto Egypt, but Yahweh was with him.
But you hear that? So wherever you at, the key to it is to make sure you clear that you don't worry about what to your left, to your right. Make sure your Yahweh is with you. That's the game changer right there. Now we want to back up. We just gonna piggyback because the big station is sending me all kind of messages and stuff like that to hit me on every side. So we gonna get in what we can. Now we gonna run to the book of Ezra. We already in Ezra all the time now. Sister G, we're going to see what it says in Ezra chapter 1. Ezra chapter 8, make it 8. We're going to look at verse 3, 5, 7, and 12. And Mother D.F. had me 23 through 30 waiting on me. Listen real good at this. First Ezra chapter 8, verse 3, 5, 7, and 12. And Mother D.F. have me 23 through 30 waiting on me. Come on.
First Ezra, chapter 8, verses 3, 5, 7, and 12. First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3. Then Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel. 5. There went up with him also certain of the children of Israel, of the priests, of the Levites, of the righteous singers, porters, and ministers of the temple, unto Yahdah Judah. 7. Mm-hmm. For Ezra had very great skill, so that he omitted nothing of the Torah instructions and the commandments, Torah instructions of Yahweh, but taught all Israel the ordinances and judgments. 12. That they may look unto the affairs of Yahdah Judah and Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, agreeably to that which is in the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? Read verse 3 again. See, when you affiliate with a ministry, make sure the ministry make a decision according to what's written in Torah instruction. So you got to make sure you clear about who you sitting up under. You got to make sure you sitting up under a 1 Ezra 3, 8 verse 3 says.
Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahuwah of Israel.
Being
very ready.
Now be very ready. You have to be very ready. So the six anointed camps, keep this in your mind. We gonna do all we can, but Yahuwah will step in and he'll get you very ready. We can put it out there. But you got to take hold to this thing because you got to get in the presence to be what kind of ready, Sister G?
Very ready.
Very ready. Come on, Mother D.F. Israel 23 down to verse 30.
First Ezra chapter 8, verse 23 to 30, verse 23. And thus Ezra, according to the wisdom of Yahuwah, ordained judges and justice that they may judge in all Syria and Phoenicia, all those that knew the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and those that knew it not, thou shalt teach. 24. And whosoever shall trespass the Torah of Yahuwah and of the king shall be punished diligently, whether it be by death or other punishment, by penalties of money or by imprisonment. 25. Then said Ezra the scribe, blessed be the only Yahuwah of my father who has put these things into the mind of the king to honor his temple that is in the southern kingdom. 26. And has honored me in the sight of the king and his counselors and all his friends and nobles. 27. Therefore was I encouraged by the help of Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, to gather together men of Israel to go up with me. 28, and those are the chief according to their families and several that went up with me from Babylon and the reigns of the king Artaxa. 29, of the sons of Phoenicia, Garrison, of the sons of Itamar, Gamaliel, of the sons of David, Letus, the son of S. Okay, 30. Of the son of Z. And with him were counted 150 men. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is he saying?
Hey.
Now, what he's letting you know plainly that you have to wait until the process unfolds itself. The very ready seer had to put the people together that understood the Torah instruction, how to make their move according to Torah instruction. So that's the seal
do is to get those that and them baby ready. Now, what happened to Mother Eve? So now, see, understand something. See, we have to look among the six anointed camps and see who is qualified for this right here. It's not based upon seniority or whatever. You got to be qualified for this. This is a big job ahead of us. So the seer has to look out there and see who prepared to do this, because you have to be on one mind and one accord. Now, Mother E, we're going to pull down to Ezra 8, verse 64 through 67 and 71. First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 64 to 67 and 71. Listen real good, because right now we get attacked on every side. And they're going to throw some verses on you, and you got to let them receive the verses that they're going to throw on you. But you got to know how to deal with them, and we can show you how to do it. But Yahweh will give you the increase if you obey what Yahweh got written. And you won't be saying anything, because you'll know this is the way they're going to go. You let them have it, and you deliver them up. Let's see what it says in Mother E, 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 64 to 67 and 71. Yahweh, come on. Mother E. Yahweh, BJC, right, Mother E. Chapter 8, verse 64 to 67 and 71. Mother E, what you saying, WCC? Oh, okay, come to the microphone then, huh? Okay. All right. Mother E, 1 Ezra, chapter 8, 64 to 67 and 71. You on the clock, come on.
How will I have to?
Go ahead and grab that Mother D up in Israel. What you saying, WCC?
First Ezra chapter 8, verses 64 to 67 and 61.
And 71.
I mean 71. 64. And all the weight of them was written upon the same hour, 65. Moreover, they that were come out of captivity offered sacrifices unto Yahweh of Israel, even 12 bullocks for all Israel, 4 scores and 16 rams, 66, 3 scores and 12 lambs, goats, for a peace offering, 12 all of them a sacrifice to Yahweh, 67. And they delivered the king's commandment unto the king's steward and to the governors of sea and Phoenicia. And they honored the people and the temple of Yahweh, 71. And as soon as I had heard these things, I rent my clothes and the righteous garments and pulled off the hairs from off my head and beard and set me down sad and very heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, once he heard, that showed the children of Israel they had hair on their face, they had beard. They had mustaches and beards on their face. But the point we make it here, listen, see, right here, you going to have the counselor that's going to come at you, and they're going to throw some stuff on you. And if you don't have the ammunition to understand something, you're going to be in trouble. You represent the six anointed camps. You got to be prepared, and we do all we can to get you prepared when the time appointed come in. Now, Mother E, I heard your microphone is okay. Is that true? That's why I'll be with you. Mother E, Yahweh be with you.
I guess she can use it.
Yeah, I guess not. So, right now your microphone is down, Mother E and Z. So going back to Sister G. Now, see, we're going to show you. Now, this is what they're going to throw on you. See, we try to prepare you. Because when they throw it on you, you'll be able to catch it in grand style by that's why we repeat the verse three times. But you then once you go somewhere, you both be able to let them go there and take care of business. Case in point, Sister D, let's run back to 1 Ezra chapter 1, verse 19. 1 Ezra in Apocrypha 1:19.
1 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 19. 1 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 19. So the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time, and the Feast of Sweet Bread, 7 days.
Right. So they had the Passover, and when they got through with the Passover, they went into unleavened bread called the sweet bread for 7 days. Now, why did they do that? Now, back up to Exodus chapter 1, chapter 12, and look at verse 1, 6, 11, and 15. Let's see, can we tie this in? Then we're going to go somewhere, and this is where they're going to jam you at. But you got to know they're going to go here and try to connect this together, and you're going to be able to catch them and go there. It's on the 12th chapter of Exodus, verse 1. 12, 1, 6, 11, and 15. Come on. Foundation. Sister G.
Exodus
12,
1.
Yeah. 12, verse 6, 11, and 15.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1, verse 6, 11, and 15. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, looted from Israel, land of bondage, saying, 6, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. 11. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
Yeah, okay, that's Sister G. Now tell me, if 6 and 15... Is this the same thing in verse 6? Because you're going to have the big camps going to jump you in advance. They're going to jump you, and I want to know from the heavenly travelers, when you read verse 6, and if 6 and 15, is that one of the same in 6 and 15?
No.
No.
No. Explain it then. What you working with?
Verse 6.
What is this in verse 6?
Verse 6 is the 14th day, which is Passover. It says,
okay. And what is
Passover?
And then what was
the other question?
Verse 15.
Verse 15.
And verse 15 is unleavened bread for 7 days.
Or is that the first day
is the first day of unleavened bread.
Yeah, but is that the same thing as verse 6?
No.
No. One is Passover and one is unleavened bread.
Right.
Yeah, but now here come the big camps, the big Israelite camps. Here they come now. Now come to Luke chapter 1, verse 21. Now here they come. Now you go on into their strength. Here they go with their strength now. And they're going to, if you don't have that foundation, if you can't get to that, they're going to take you right here. Matter of fact, they're going to take you in, let's show you where they're going to take you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26:17. They're going to take you there and nail you. So the six anointed camps, listen real good, because when they go here, remember your foundation. Matthew 26:17 says what?
Matthew chapter 26, verse 17.
Yeah.
Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Yahuwah the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what will happen there, Sister G?
Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Yahuwah the Son, saying, this is just one verse.
Yeah, I'm saying it, but they went there. But they went there with you. But here's the point. You just read in verse 6, he's the Passover lamb, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Passover.
Okay, you just read he was the Passover lamb, didn't you? Didn't you read that in 12 verse 6 of your foundation? Now, when they go there, they're gonna hang you here if you can't get up out of this now. They're going to take you here and say, unleavened bread on the first day of unleavened bread. Wait a minute. Ain't unleavened bread means that Yahuwah will be already in the ground already before unleavened bread kick in?
Yeah.
You see? But they're going to take you and jump you now. They're going to take you there and jump you there. And said, see, the unleavened is all one of the same. Then what they're going to do, they're going to say, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to precept that. Now back up to Luke 22, verse 1. Now when they go and jump you there, we try to show you how to be prepared for it to happen. Let's go to Luke 22, verse 1. Mother D up Israel, read it. It's exactly where you see it. Now they're going to get there and they're going to jump you. So you now, why seer have you prepared when time appointed? Because you're going to get jumped by the big camps on this right here, 22 verse 1 of Luke.
Luke chapter 22 verse 1. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover.
But they're gonna jump you there now, Sister G.
Yes.
They're gonna go jump you there. Read that verse again, 22 verse 1.
Luke chapter 22 verse 1. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover.
So they're gonna tell you both these pieces one of the same. Now, how you going to get off money of that, Sister G? So how you going to get off money of that?
Go to the Torah instructions and the seers. As it
exactly
is written,
right.
The
but
Torah
not,
instructions and the seers.
Not only that, you back up to Matthew 26, verse 2. Let's look at verse 1 and 2. Not only that, you let them go there, but then you back up to Matthew 26, verse 1 and 2, and listen. Constance G., read it. 26, 1 and 2.
Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when Yahweh the Son had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, chill, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
So you see, so he's telling you right there, I'm going to be crucified on the Passover. So now when the writer jumped in on the verse 17, not Yahweh talking, this is the writer twisting your book right before your eyes. Now here go the writer in verse, now he going to stop you in verse 17. Now he told you that he going to be crucified on what day?
It becomes the Passover, on Passover.
Passover. See the Passover lamb. But then they're going to jump you, and they're going to put 17 like Yahweh talking. Yahweh ain't talking in verse 17. He's got to talk in 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Educating them in 1 and 2. And then when verse 17 kicked in there, you both said, wait a minute, how you going to put 15 before 14? See that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't put 15 before 14. But then you gonna get hemmed up because you ain't got nowhere to go. Now look at verse 17 again.
Mm-hmm. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Yahweh the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Okay. So now, what they just did is, now, then you take them to Leviticus 23 and pick them at verse 4.
Right.
Come on there. You take them to the Leviticus 23, and you will see how did you put unleavened bread before Passover, although you read it in verse 17? And how did you connect both of them together, and we go to the heavenly tablets in Leviticus 23 and pick up at verse 4 down to verse number 7. Let's see, do they connect together or is they separate? And let's see, can unleavened bread jump in front of, which on the 15th day, jump in front of the 14th day. Let's see. Verse 4, 1 and 4 says what? 1 and 4. 23, 1 and 4. Come on, DF Israel.
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 and 4. Verse 1.
And Yahweh
spake unto Moses, saying, verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous gathering, which you shall proclaim in their season.
Right.
5. In the 14th day of the first month at eve is Yahweh's Passover. Verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
But now hold that point. Now watch this. Come on back, Sister G, and Matthew 26:17.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 17. And then Yahweh the Son answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation,
Now, hold on.
How long?
Hold on.
Matthew 26, verse 17. Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Yahweh the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Now, what'll happen? Let's go to Isaiah 28 and find out what'll happen. Verse 15. What'll happen? What'll happen right before your eyes? What happened? Read it. 28:15.
Isaiah chapter 28:15. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves.
So somebody lied to you by taking the 22nd chapter, verse 1, and tying both of these into one, and they separate, and they put in the 5th day before the 14th day. But if you ain't got nothing to work with, gonna confuse you. You see that?
You don't know.
They don't spread. Big camps, they got this real good now. The big camps have taken unleavened bread and said unleavened bread and Passover is one and the same. And they put unleavened bread first and unleavened bread come after Passover. So when you jump down, and they're going to take you, 26:17 says, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. No. Now let's go to John chapter 19, verse 31, Lord dear of Israel. See, you got to have this, and you remember, the second, you got to study this now because you're going to be jumped. And they're going to work you over, but if you ain't got no work, well, you don't get out of my midst. And St. John chapter 19, verse 31, says what?
St. John, chapter 19, verse 31. Yahdah Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate.
That's not right there. That Sabbath day was a high day. What Sabbath day was a high day, and what Sabbath day they just came up out of? What Sabbath day was a high day? Both of them was a high day, but what Sabbath day are we talking about? What is we talking about?
Preparation for unleavened bread. He just came out of Passover because he was...
They just came out of Passover, which is on the 14th. And they was going into unleavened bread, which is another high day. But we find out this body not be up on the tree on this 15th day. Is that right?
That's right.
It's read that verse 9:31. Continue now.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Read verse 19:31. And Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 23. Waiting on me. Let's find out what's going on here. 19:31.
St. John chapter 19, verse 31. Yahdah Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
What they mean by that Sabbath day was a high day and that and it can remain on the tree all day. What that means, you got to precept your Bible. 21, 22, 23, let's precept and see what that means. What it means for the G Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 through 23. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and you hanged him on a tree, 23, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yahuwah, that your hand be not defiled, which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you for an inheritance.
So if you hang him, you got to get him down what day? The 8 days? What do the heavenly tablets say you got to do? If you hang a man, and you got to get him down when, so to speak?
That day.
That day.
That day. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Why that day? Why that day? 5, verse 7 in 1 Corinthians. G, read.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Yahuwah the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
And what do that mean, Mother D.F. Israel, 2 Chronicles 15, 30? What do that mean, 30, 15? What do that mean in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 15? What do that mean?
30, 15.
Chapter 30, 15,
2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 15. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sacrificed themselves and brought in the burnt offering into the temple of Yahuwah.
So if he's a Passover lamb, how do you even have Matthew 26, 17? Read again, G. So if he's a Passover lamb, that he must be killed on the 14th, then what is this 26, verse 17 doing? Matthew 26, 17. What's wrong with this picture?
Matthew chapter 26, verse 17. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples that came to Yahuwah the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
What will happen here? If he's supposed to
confusion.
Be off the tree, well, it's confusing to those understand what was said and Now, Mother,
mm-hmm.
D.F. Israel, go to the book of Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10. See what this says here. Back up with 6 G and 2 Corinthians 2, 11. Adam and Eve, 7, 7 through
10. It's broke up. What, say it again?
Adam and
Eve, 57, 7 through 10, and 2 Corinthians 2, 11.
Book of Adam and Eve. chapter 57, 7 through 10. Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, 7 through 10. Verse 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, thou art under my rule, and I am king over you, because thou hast hearkened to me and has trespassed it against Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. 8. Again he said, and as much as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, neither the hour is which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our order in heaven. Verse 10. For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease out evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon you when thou comest into the cave to dwell there.
Mm-hmm. So Satan letting you know, any opportunity I get, the key to always understand your Bible, what you go with is thus says Yahweh. It ain't no thus says Yahweh in 26:17. Thus says Yahweh was 1 and 2. See, 1 and 2 was thus says Yahweh, not verse 17. You got to recognize when it's thus says Yahweh in 26 of Matthew 1 and 2, but it wasn't no thus says Yahweh in 17. Yahweh can't put himself on earth on the first day of unleavened bread because he in the ground. He's been buried.
Yes.
So this unleavened bread have been 2 Corinthians 2:11. What it says, G?
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Lest a Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Now, what is his advice? In Isaiah, which one is 28, where he say you're going to turn this thing upside down with 29:14? Mm-hmm. What is it 29:14? Really, you're going to turn this thing upside down? What verse is that in Isaiah? Where he says, surely you going to turn this thing upside down. What verse are we working with? Isaiah.
Isaiah,
surely,
chapter
29.
That one.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, make it 16.
Okay. Yeah,
Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 16. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. But shall the work say of him?
That's good. Yeah. That's good. This thing has been turned upside down. So now let's go back with that in mind. Of Isaiah 29, verse number 16. Now let's read it right here. And that will be your response in 26, verse 1 and 2, Yahweh is talking. And watch what happened in verse 17. Come on, Sister G. 26, 1, 2, and 17. Now watch how Yahweh talks. Then he'll turn the red around in the right of him, and you thinking Yahweh do talk to him. He talking in verse 1 and 17. The writer is talking. You got to catch the writer. The writer just done a 29 verse 16 right before your eyes, and you will stumble at that stone and have me, Mother D.F. Israel, have me 334 of St. John waiting on me. Watch this. Come on. Moses G.
Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 and 2 and 15. And it came
17.
To pass the wisdom
of God. 1, 2, and 17. 17.
Where else, Father God?
Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 2 and 17. And it came to pass, when Yahweh the Son had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, 2, you know that after 2 days it is the feast of Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. 17, now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Yahweh the Son, saying unto him, where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Now what happened? Have me 334, Mother dear, 334 of St. John. What happened, Answer G? What happened?
Surely, your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
Yeah, but who turned it upside down, and what did they do? Who did this, and what did they do? Yahweh was through talking in 1 and 2. The writer of 17 done the 29:16. He turned things up. He put the 15 before the 14. Then it connected everything in 2 verse 1. All that is one of the same. You see what it is?
They
the 2 verse 1, and they go to 22 verse 1, and they tie it all in together and say both of them days is one and the same. So, G, if you can explain that?
Satan's devices.
Well, we understand that. But this is something. When you get out there, they're going to throw this on you, and you got to know how to get out from under. So look at Luke 22:1. What is it? Luke 22:1. It'll be coming at 334 in St. John. Come on, Sister G. 22 verse 1. So Luke.
Luke. Chapter 22, verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover.
See that? So now they'll combine both of them together.
Yeah.
But is that so?
No, it's not.
Talk your way out of it. You can't talk your way out of this.
No, don't talk my way out of it. What did the Torah and the seers say?
There you go. Now you have to be, matter of fact, read that. This is what you got to do when something like that on the table. You got to be Acts chapter 17. Go to Acts 17, verse 10 and 11. Read this. This has got to happen. I said, hold on now. Let's read Acts 17, verse 10 and 11.
Okay. Acts chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. Acts 17, verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the temple of Yahdah Judah, 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of man, and searched the scriptures daily, which those things were so.
So that's what you got to do. You got to say, hold on, let's go to the foundation and see if they wanted the same.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Chapter 12. So you got to go there. Let's go and see what the foundation says in Exodus 12. And Exodus 12 got a separation. They got the Passover, and they got the unleavened bread for 7 days. But if you go here, they're combined. You got to have, you got to tell them, let's search the scriptures to see if it's so. Now, if you do that, this is what Yahweh would do in 334. Read them, O D.F. Israel. Now, if you do it according to the scripture, this is what Yahweh would do for you in 334 of St. John.
St. John, chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom Yahweh has sent speaketh the words of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measures unto him.
So Yahweh would step in there. And Yahweh would increase you to understand one thing. The only way you're going to get understanding, now, give me Isaiah 28, verse 10. So you got to have these verses there. So wait a minute. Let's see what Isaiah 28, verse 10 say. Read them, O D.F. Israel.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. For precepts must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
So that's what you got to take them to. You got to say, wait a minute now. Now, go here a little bit and there a little bit. Let's see what it's adding up. Because I must precept the book. Because if you let them just jump right down on that, on them two cells, they're gonna handcuff you. But you got to go into your precept bag to see what the foundation said and what do it say, Modia in 11 verse 3, the book of Psalms. What does it say in 11 verse 3?
Okay, I'm trying. Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
So if you don't go back to your foundation, you destroy it. Now, Sister G is ready to give me a closing statement, but give me 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 to 8 and closing statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 to 8. So you got to go back to the foundation. Whenever you're in a fix, go back to the foundation and see, do the foundation support Passover and unleavened bread is one and the same? If the foundation don't support it, then I know somebody don't cook my book in Matthew 26:17. I put in the 15th day before the 14th day. What you reading there?
First Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Your honoring is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Verse 8.
I just had lost my place. I am sorry.
Verse 8.
1 Corinthians 5, verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the peace, and not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Closing statement, you're on the clock. Until we get back at it at 7 p.m. tomorrow, you're on the clock. Come on, give me a closing statement.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Psalm chapter 25, verse 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Yahuwah. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are Yahuwah, my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Golden State,
and you're on the clock.
I want to read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him or her speak as the oracles of Yahuwah. If any man, woman minister, let him or her do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth, that Yahuwah in all things may be honored through Yahuwah the Son, to whom be praises and dominions forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Excellent.